The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Hello everyone, welcome to Not a Scratch, the only podcast that believes that Scratch is an overpowered move. I am your host, your PM, your DM, your GM, Anaru himself, and with me here, pausing to make sure he says Not a Scratch and not the Ajoran region.
It's me, Muhammad. You know, sometimes I get the programs that I feature on confused sometimes.
Honestly speaking, that is why I pause every single time. Make sure I say not a scratch. Because it's the same general introduction.
It's a little enunciation. Welcome to not a scratch. It's a little emphasis.
It plays off that way, but every single time I do this, because I have the same sort of like immediate introduction. Hello everyone. Welcome to insert Blank. Thing here.
Yeah.
I'm your host, insert thing here. Continue from there.
Yep. You've got it down to a science.
It's an efficient science that occasionally gets mixed wires. Anyway, welcome to the show. I gotta be honest, Muhammad, we forgot something.
We did forget something, didn't we?
We forgot something.
Yeah.
And it's tragic, it's disappointing, it's a failure on our parts. In fact, I might say this is the greatest failure in Nanoscrat history. It might be up there.
Is this the first time we've forgotten it? Like, both of us?
I would say so, but the problem is, if both of us forgot it, we wouldn't remember it, would we?
No, but like, we would have been called out on it by now.
So I'm guessing this is the first time?
This is probably the first time.
It's probably the first time.
Wow, crazy. Tragic. Only took Czech's time in real world a year and a couple months.
Yeah, rough. We got to apologize. We got to do a standard like YouTube apology just to...
He doesn't listen to the show. He'll never know.
That's true. We'd like to apologize formally to Susie for not introducing them in the show.
It is
a tragedy. It is a disappointment. It is an abject failure on our part. And the fact that we couldn't remember Susie in the previous episode was, I think it might be the single most disappointing thing to happen in my life, rivaled only by my inability to officially remember my initial Pokemon Diamond team. It is up there. Also, yeah, we didn't say Mansoor, but like, you know, this is a tragedy.
Yeah, no, one of those is a much bigger crime than the other.
It is a tragedy. It is a disappointment. Anyway, to the other thing as well, because that's also on our bulletin board, apparently we didn't say where Mansoor was last episode, which, you know, it's also a failure that might be somewhere like 14th on our list of not a scratch failures, but we need to check
somewhere
on
the top 25 probably.
It's a top 25. Look, you make the playlist. Anyway,
top 25 not a scratch failures.
We could go through
number 25.
It's just that last segment and then 24 net ones that occurred throughout the show.
Yep.
Where is Mansoor right now? I'm going to be honest. I got no clue.
He's behind you. Well, he was behind
Still?
You. No, not behind you. Behind you at home. Yeah, he was there. He left a note. Let us know what it said.
Where the... Cause,
no, well, no, not you. No. Yeah. Behind you, listening.
Oh, listen, that's on you then, because I don't have a note here. So, that's not on... You know what? Actually, this isn't a failure. It's on you guys. That's right. I'm turning this around.
No. Hey, listen. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. They didn't. No, they weren't. No.
Hold me back.
Chill. Easy. All right. Look, they didn't know, and it's all right. It's all right. So, Listen, I guess neither of us really had tabs on him, and y'all let him slip through your fingers, but that's fine. I think he left a note. He left a note on. He actually like taped it to the back of your shirt, like, you know, like when they tape like kick me to the back of someone to like bully them, you know. But like it's a I don't know what kind of a note it is, to be fair. It's in an envelope. It's sealed. But yeah, check the back of your shirt. You know, open that envelope, read the note, and then let us know what it said. I'm curious to hear.
We would like to know.
No, I really am curious to hear what he had to say.
We
didn't get notes. The rest of y'all got notes. I mean, he talked to us enough, so.
We just want to make sure he's okay. Apparently we're concerned parents or something. That's fun. Anyway, let us know.
Concerned parents, please. I want to see if he's okay or if someone else got to him before I did, because let me just... Listen, I'm holding back now, but... No, I'm playing.
Anyway, please let us know in as safe of a manner as possible, etc., etc., etc. Meanwhile... On Not a Scratch History Life, I turned to Muhammad to tell me what happened, because I've been doing this. I've done a couple episodes in a row now at this point. Wait, no, you did the last episode. Never mind. What's happening?
We went on a trip.
We're going on a trip because we're going on a trip.
No. Ask, what's a trip? Ask what a trip is.
What's a twip?
A twip is what a Twico takes when it winds a twain.
Crazy. This might be by far the most chaotic introduction we've done, the most nonsensical introduction we've done.
Yes, we took a trip on a train. Kyle had a dream, and we did some we had some fun negotiations with Hoopa. And by fun, I mean actually like pretty bland negotiations. It was, hey, I offer you a trade. No, okay. Well, here's a little parting gift, anyways, because you know I want to show you goodwill. Bye bye, and. We arrived and, oh yeah, Zadorin has seen the past.
I mean, they know about that.
No. But like now Zadorin has like, you know, unlocked the mysteries of the past.
Oh, that's right. He can read the past now.
Yeah.
Sort of. Well, he's working on it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He Zadorin's going to be buried in books for a while. Kyle's going to kind of do his own thing for a bit. That's where we left off.
Perfect. That is everything we've got. Let's get into the actual plot.
I have Zencaster up instead of my character sheet right now, and I fit that entire recap into half basically of the waveform that I could see scrolling past. And I'm very proud of that.
Check out the previous episodes if we haven't already. This is the second to last episode of the series, so keep that. Series! Yeah, this is series. That's it. It's over, guys. Adios.
I'm free!
Can
I come out of the dungeon now?
You renewed the contract. It auto renews. That's on you. That's a cancellation policy.
I did it. You know what? No, this is on you because you're like every other subscription service where when I go to cancel, it says, are you sure you want to cancel? And the big like button that's easy to press is, no, actually, I don't want to cancel. And the little button in the fine print is, yeah, actually, I'll continue canceling. And I always hit the wrong button.
Fun fact, that the cancel button is in the terms and conditions.
I can't believe you'd I
have
said
to,
that thing.
You'd have to read it, though.
I can't believe I had to. I just signed it without reading. What am I doing with my life?
Anyway, while he reviews his contract with those lawyers, I think this is a good time to dive on it. Welcome back to the Alcaz region. Today, here live in Valkenburg at approximately 8 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, August 14th. Kyle's on his own. I mean, with Manaphy, but Manaphy's too busy drawing on coloring books. Kyle, you're on your own. Sindorin has gone to immerse himself into the language of the ancients. Adam has gone to set up a meeting that's going to happen about 9 hours from now. And most of the other recruits have dispersed themselves to various locations. You do have a pamphlet of nice, fun little facts, courtesy of Sir Crit, and a Manaphy on your back, as well as the entirety of Vulcanburg, which we've described as the most technologically savvy city, especially at minimum on the eastern side of the country. So from here, we open the doors. Where would you like to go? What would you like to do? Any roles? Any comments? Just ask Manaphy.
Okay, Manaphy, what are we doing?
Bah.
I agree. Let's look at our pamphlet and see what the city has to offer.
Taking a look at the pamphlet, it's a nice little, it looks like it's not a city-produced pamphlet. This looks like something that Sir Crit and a couple other folks have written up as interesting factoids. And you can tell different biases or interests that each members have. So Sir Crit has immediately gone gung-ho into the concept of, like, here's the Colosseum when, like, ancient historical battles were happening here. Like, full-on battle thing. Carlos Costa's like, here's the hotel where you're going to sleep. Good night. Like,
yep.
Full, you can tell the different styles and stuff like that. Is there anything in particular you want to look at, or just kind of a random spurting of events?
I think this is the first point that Kyle's really had to himself in a while.
Yep.
And last time Kyle had some time to himself, took a nice relaxing break in a botanical garden, and it actually was very nice and very relaxing. So surely this city has some sort of, you know, park, garden, plant zoo, something of that sort, right?
Sure. I think the Vulcanburg Greenhouse is probably the location that you want to go to. A full-on... Because Vulcanburg, as it is its own technologically savvy city, isn't able... You know, the downsides with that is that the greenery area has been pushed to the side, effectively.
Deforestation!
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say it, but that is basically...
I had a rubber band in my head. Couldn't clap.
But they do have a nice, like, a large section of the city that's dedicated solely for agriculture, greenery, etc. Vulcanburg, when in construction, in lieu of just pave it over and importing everything, which would be wicked expensive, they've decided, all right, we're cutting off this area. No one's allowed to go there for buildings or stuff like that. If you want a building, go to the rest of the city. But there's a good, like, 20% of the city's dominion, I guess, that is just... greenery, growing stuff, you just switch over there. You still get the heat, you can still see the giant volcano in the distance and all. So it's not a complete match to the botanical gardens you've been to in the past.
But it's different.
But it's Vulcanburg's version. It's fire version.
It's where the fire grass types live. Oh wait, hold on, there aren't any yet. So yeah, well, we'll head over there, see if there's any, like, fun little, like, touristy thing. Are there any, if there's any, like, cool, actually interesting things to do, sure. If not, Kyle can just vibe out.
Well, I mean, to find cool, interesting things, right? To Kyle, the library is a cool, interesting thing.
Well, yes. I mean, literally, like, anything of note beyond just, like, farms. Like, if it's all just farms, Kyle's just gonna, you know, hang out and chill.
Oh, in the greenery area.
Yeah, in the greenhouse.
The
greenhouse that is 20% of the city.
Do you have space in your bag?
Yes.
Go ahead and roll for me a...
Just a Are we taking luck, Kyle shopping?
A luck roll. Go me a d20 luck roll.
I need like a 13.
That's good enough. I need to find a specific value for this, but there is a pick your own berries section if you would like.
You know, that's actually like... incredibly useful. That's what we're doing. We're going there. Free berries? Yes, please. Well, maybe not necessarily berries. Free, but, like, you know, like a fun little, like, apple picking trip kind of vibe, you know?
Okay, so there is a not quite pick your own berries, pick your own organics, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Ooh.
In exchange for, so what it'll be is a. Is that the best way to do this? Sure.
Between looking up apple orchard pricing models for coming in and picking your own apples.
That's kind of what I'm doing. Yeah. So it between above game, this is how I'm going to do it. In game, it's you just kind of finding and picking apples, berries, seeds, and etc. Above board, I am going to, you give me an increment of 100. And in exchange, you're rolling, what would it be? You would roll nature. And based on your result, you get product.
Interesting. So I give you
sort of a lottery.
I give you a multiple of 100, like from 100 to 900.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you want to go, you know, 14,000, that's theoretically one, although we'll be here for the rest of the episode rolling these out. But yeah, so if you say 200, I'm going to give you effectively two lottery tickets, which will be redeemed for based on a nature roll.
Cherry berry. It's 100 poke a ticket, is what you're telling me.
100 poke a product, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
In universe, you're going in and looking like, oh, this apple's really nice and stuff like that. Out of universe, you might be getting a good deal. You might not be.
Hold on.
A better deal.
Hold on. How much does an Oran berry typically cost?
Oran berries typically cost 100.
They typically cost 100.
So I will say, of the major berries, you'll also find seeds and other things like that, depending on your role. But,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Cherry berry is 120. Chesto berry is... Actually, let me confirm. Yeah. Chesto berry is 50. Oran's 100. Pecha is 80. Rost is 150. If you get really lucky and get a citrus berry, that's 4,000. But citrus berries are D20 plus 10, which is dramatically more effective than an Oran berry's D8. There are seeds as well that are available. Most of the seeds are somewhere, a rough guess would be somewhere between 60 and 200-ish. So statistically speaking, this entire garden is significantly better investment than going out in the real world, unless you get lucky with a shopkeep.
I'm just trying to think of like how much is worth spending, because I've only got like 1,300 cash.
I will say this, for every, if you roll high, I'll let you have the option.
Okay.
So I'm not going to make like a 14 is an Oran berry. And if you really want an Oran berry and roll a 20, I'm not going to force you to choose something else.
Yeah, 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 of course. All right.
And this is nature rolls.
All right. You know what? We are going to plop down a nice 500.
500, okay.
Yeah, no, we're spending big. That's what you do when you travel places, right? You spend all your money.
That's a brilliant idea, he says, trying to
also save. I spent 500 only having 3 open spaces in my bag. So, I'm banking on getting a duplicate of something I already have. And by banking on getting a duplicate of something I already have, I mean, I'm banking on getting 2 duplicates of things I already have.
That is true. I will say this. We haven't really gone into this. Manaphy does not have a held item currently. So if you do get a duplicate, worst case scenario, you just hand it to Manaphy and Manaphy stares at a berry for the next 3 hours.
Manaphy will hold the red key. Nothing can go wrong.
That's a brilliant idea. I love that idea. Immediately starts planning a bunch of foes to throw at you.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Wait, wow, all of a sudden every enemy we come across knows thief? That's crazy.
What?
Manaphy's jumping into battle randomly? That's crazy.
Is this the time where Manaphy goes through a maturity phase and wants to do things on their own? What? No, I would never. Regardless of that, so redeeming
five tickets, which means five nature rolls.
Five nature rolls. Yep.
Nature is... Is it smart or is
nature
it...
Nature is a smart roll.
Okay. Oh, sweet. All right. I just realized I could just roll all 5 of these at once now.
The power of multiple dice.
All right. This is 1. This is 2. This is 3. This is 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know how. I did not roll a single failure.
Hey, big money.
I'm going to read about before modifiers. 9, 11, 17, 20, 20.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, this is big money day. Okay, wait a minute.
And I'm plus 1, which means that's 2 mixed, 1 full, 2 nat 20.
Remind me the numbers again. I think the numbers, as opposed to mixed and full, I think the numbers are going to matter more.
Oh, okay.
But that's a 10.
With modifier, 10, 12, 18, 21, 21.
Jeez.
These dice have been good to me today.
It is a good day.
I cannot wait for the finale where my dice just hate me.
Oh, how am I going to do this? I was not expecting you to basically just say free reign on this parade. Jeez.
Give me all of the citrus berries and all of the lum berries.
You have the shop page,
all of the reviver seeds. Hmm?
Do you have the shop page on your Excel page?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. Because part of me was like, what if I just send the list to you and then be like, here, just pick items.
have fun.
Shoot, that's kind of what I have to do, don't I? Because the nat 20s mean you get to choose whatever you feel like.
And this is like any organic good. So not even just berries or seeds. Things like apples.
Apples are a thing.
I heard donuts grow on trees.
Donuts do not grow on trees.
I heard legendary items are actually roots.
You know what? Maybe the donut does grow on Triana.
He thought about it.
You rolled two nat 20s out of five. I feel like a donut probably could grow on a tree at least once. All right. In terms of... I think what we want... I think for your sake, let's do the high rolls first.
As opposed to doing the low rolls and getting them out of the way? Because what I get from the low rolls could influence what I want from the high rolls.
Well, it's up to you then. Do you want to do low rolls first?
Well, because the low rolls are all set items, right? Or some of them are.
Low rolls are set tiers, I think. I have items like a rough tier list.
Okay, let's hear those tiers.
And then you choose anything below. So remind me, it was 10 something 18.
10, 12, 18.
10, 12, 18.
Excuse you, 21, 21.
Well, then nat 20. So those are like instant infinities. Okay, so for the 10 and the 12, those I'm going to say are roughly on the same tier, and those are basic-er items.
Okay.
So, of the following listing that I'm going to list out, you can pick two of them, or two copies of one.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So there is the Cherry, Chesto, Orin, Pecha, Rost, the main five, I guess.
There should be a sixth, right?
Paralysis, sleep, healing, poison, burn. What am I saying? Freeze doesn't have a berry.
Oh, freeze doesn't have berry. Well, freeze might have a berry.
Freeze might have a berry. I don't think freeze has a berry in the MD. Because you just kind of sit there for a while.
Yeah, okay.
So those are there. And then I'm going to say heal seed, sleep seed, stun seed, totter seed.
What was that last seed?
Totter. T-O-T-T-E-R. It inflicts the confused status.
Okay. Oh, totter. Totter. That doesn't sound like an English word. I know it's an English word, but that doesn't sound like an English word.
I'm going to say those are your options. So basic berries, heal seed, which is all status ailments, stun, sleep, totter.
Yeah. Okay. I do have
a chair. Oh, excuse me.
I do have a cherry berry and an orange berry. Because they're all fresh picked. I was going to say, would this establishment allow me to trade in a berry? Yes, can I trade in my stale cherry berry for something? But no.
No, goods are good until they're used.
Yeah.
In this universe.
You know what? We're going to just play it simple here. I would like two orange berries.
Okie doke. So you can go ahead and add two orange berries to your list.
I now have three orange berries.
Definitely good. No one's gonna.
Who needs to heal status when you could just thug it out for another turn?
Only because this. Actually, this is really nice. Only because this makes us simple, I'm just gonna send you a list of items.
Oh, nice.
So in our recording software, I just sent you the Cerebi list there.
Oh, this is just a list of all items.
As far as I can, a really loose look here. I don't know if this is every game, but it's certainly most games. The games that matter, at least.
So, everything under seeds, everything under berries.
Let's see. Food, berries, gummies, seeds.
Gummies grow on trees?
I'm going to say gummies are organic, at least. I think the Cerebi list is for Explorers Time, Darkness, Sky, which is a good enough list. There's some items that might be missing that came out in later gens, but I think this is a good enough list to just throw at you immediately. So, anything under food, berries, gummies, seeds. Did I introduce them as well? Okay, yes. So those. Food, berries, gummies, seeds. You tell me one item you want for your 18. I'll tell you if it's overpowered or not.
Okay.
The effects there as well are roughly correlating as well. So
yeah.
For food as well, big apple's better than a regular apple. Enormous is better than big. Do we introduce the perfect apple? Or is that I don't think the perfect apple is an actual thing.
I think we had a golden apple somewhere.
Golden apple is different.
That's true.
The perfect apple is a thing that I guess was introduced in a later game. For simplicity's sake, I'm going to say perfect apples are so rare you can't find them anywhere. So those require like intense care. You ignore everything else and for a year just grow this apple. Like
it's not any other apples too. This must be the only apple growing on that tree.
The only apple on that tree. In exchange is basically the god apple.
Yep. All right. How do you feel about throwing me a reviver seed
for my 18?
For an 18, I'm okay with that.
Oh, sweet. All right. If that's not the bar, then what is?
I think a reviver seed's okay. Well, see, the golden seed, I don't think does the same thing. But the gold seed in the game, in the actual game itself, raises your level by 5.
Yeah.
In our system, it is not that powerful. It just gains 3 points for stats, your choice, permanently. Which like is still...
Like 3 for each stat, or 3 total across your stats?
3 total, so significantly...
Oh, yeah, that's...
Dampened, but it's also like...
That's one just seed, the equivalent of 1 attack. Level, basically.
Yeah.
Or like 1 like level up bonus, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I think a reviver seed's fine with me.
All right.
And then,
now the real question
for the Nat 20s, food, berries, gummies, seeds. I will open medicine up.
Oh.
So the medicines are roughly similar. So for people at home, by the way, because we're very much just talking to each other, the medicines are like the iron, protein, and other items like that.
Yeah, it's all of your vitamins.
In our game, it raises insert stat here by a D4 permanently. So just I have some protein, attack just boosts like that.
I could roll the dice on vitamins. I'm trying to make sure there are no seeds that I'm overlooking.
I will. Is there anything else?
I feel like there aren't any seeds.
Just for our case as well, just to add that dramatic sort of effect, I will also throw out there, what else is there? So throw some other items that aren't on that list. So everything that's on the list, basically. There are a couple of other seed types that aren't on that list. Let me know if you want to think of any really powerful ones. I'm happy to throw them your way.
Yeah, I'm not really looking at them right now, to be fair.
Let's see. Any of these that are particularly good? Nah, I think most of them are either mentioned previously or on that list. We've got the apples. Got that. I will say the donuts are here if you want those.
Donuts are how much experience again?
Regular, there's a mini donut, which is 5. Regular donut, 15. Mega donut is 50.
Mega donut is 50. So two of them is 100 XP? That's pretty good, actually.
What else is there?
Because right now I'm between citrus berries. I'm between citrus berries, mega donuts, and I guess maybe a golden seed. I don't know.
What else is here?
Or like another reviver seed, too.
Okay. I will also throw in mystery boxes.
Ooh!
Just raw luck of the draw. I will say this. Those are only available on the Nat 20, and I guarantee they will be good for something somewhere that are like better than you may think. Those are options as well.
What if I took a citrus berry, and a mystery box.
There's a tree. There's a tree that's just growing mystery boxes.
All right. Yeah, I... Or actually... You know what? No, I'm going to do... Yeah, I'm going to do one citrus berry.
Okie doke.
Because that will almost definitely come in clutch at some point. Not Mary. Berry.
As of... So, keep this in mind as well. This is for you, I guess. It's not going to make a huge difference anyway. Between the end of this arc and the beginning of the next arc, I'm going through the system and doing a massive change. So a lot of these effects and styles might be different. Between you and me, the citrus berry, I think, might honestly get more powerful between this version and the next version. So just keep that in mind.
Is that supposed to deter me from getting a citrus berry?
No, it's more so to inform why you're choosing the citrus berry now.
Choosing the citrus berry because it has a much better chance of keeping me up than an orange berry.
That is true. At worst, a citrus berry is an 11 health point boost. At best, it's a 30, which is, I think, nearly all your health.
Excuse you, I've got, like, somewhere in the mid-40s.
Do you?
Okay, no, sorry. 49.
Oh, never mind. Okay, well, yeah, regardless of that, citrus berry is heals you from citrus danger berry. Zone to good zone.
Yeah, no, citrus berry goes a long way.
Yes, okay, so... Citrus berry
and one mystery box.
Would you like to open the mystery box now? I'm effectively just exchanging this for an item that is not organic.
You know what? Yeah, let's open the mystery box.
Great. Roll for me a D100. I promise you the item is good. It's kind of just what the item is.
Woo! Loot crates, baby! Let's go! That is a 97.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic. I'm going to tell you right now.
What if I rolled a nat 100? Were you just going to, like, flip over your laptop?
No, I would have kind of given you what I'm giving you now, except, how do I do this? If I did that, that'd be funny. Do I do it? Why not? Pick a move. Your choice.
Huh?
Pick a move. Your choice.
Does it necessarily have to be in Kyle's Lord set, or can it just be any move?
Pick a move, your choice. I've given you all the description you need.
Okay. Just gonna very quickly open Bulbapedia, you know, make sure I'm making an informed decision here. You know? Don't mind me. Buy TM/TR, because no trick. Oh, wait, there is a Gen 9 set. Is there a Gen 9 set? No, there is no Gen 9 set. Okay. That's an interesting move. Do I already have that? I already have that.
I'm gonna roll something, and depending on what my roll is, I might just break my own rules here. What a nat 20. Alright, you know what? Alright, so, Kyle.
Oh, yes?
Oh, no, go ahead and finish what you're gonna say.
I was just going to say, like, I was looking through Trico's, you know, TM and TR learn set, and I was specifically looking at the grass moves. I've already got, all the best grass moves you can give a Trico, like, with the exception of Solar Beam and Leaf Storm. I already have all the best ones. Now, there was something that you were going to mention.
Actually, let me check something real quick. I want to confirm this before I go off on my own here.
Man. I get no special coverage? This is garbage. I hate this.
Are you going through the TM TR list as well?
Yeah.
Is your regular move set?
That's where I was looking. What about egg moves? We've never dealt with egg moves.
We have not. If you
can I just learn an egg move via TM?
If you think there's an egg move that works, go ahead and board.
Well, because I'm looking at what kind of special coverage moves I could get. And the answer is nothing good, because the Trico Lion's moveset is all physical. But, and this is the crazy thing, you can teach a Trico, Grovyle, or a Sceptile Dragon Breath.
Mm-hmm. I did see that. That was kind of funny.
Like, why? Why? And I think that would just be incredibly funny. Is it a great move? Not particularly. What is it? It's 60 at power 100. Oh, 30% to paralyze. Oh, that's a huge chance to paralyze. It's either that or what? Oh, and the other dumb thing is you can't boost your special attack at all. Like, you could sword stance. That's cool. I can endure. Okay. All right, I'm just going to very quickly sort it this way, see if there's anything along here that's worth. This could be fun. I don't know what use it would have, but it would be fun.
I'm going to say as well, I don't know if you've been keeping this into account or not, not only can you go your learn set, TMTR, either BDSP or Sword and Shield version, mm-hmm. you can go breeding if you'd like, BDSP breeding, you can go tutoring, you can go transfer from another generation. I don't know if you've been checking that out.
I have looked at it a little bit, but I didn't really see anything that caught my eye.
That's what I was going to just say now. You can go through any of those sections if you'd like.
Okay.
My role is for something that's behind the scenes.
Well, thanks for telling me you're rolling something that'll absolutely decimate me later.
Well, it's a good thing. It's a good nat 20 thing that'll happen behind the scenes.
Okay. What is this move? I've forgotten what this move does. Oh, it's a sleep move. Oh, okay.
Okay. I will do this as well. This will require a bit of searching. The move that you pick
mm-hmm.
does not have to be a move that Trico can learn. It can be a move that Grovyle or Sceptile can learn that Trico can't.
Oh, okay.
I will open that up as well. I don't know how many there are. I was trying to look it up and see if there was a lot. The only thing I found so far has been False Swipe, which in our game is kind of similar. Extremely powerful move that won't knock somebody out. But I will open up the Grovyle line and the Sceptile line as well.
Immediately right off the bat, I see Hyper Beam. You should not have done this.
I will open up the Grovyle and Sceptile line.
He says, slightly nervous.
I will.
Oh, there it is. D-Pulse. Okay, there it is. Oh, there it is. Focus Blast. Okay, yep, there are all the good special moves. I was like, surely Sceptile gets some good special coverage. Yep, there it is. Oh, yeah, of course it gets Dragon Pulse. Mega Sceptile is a dragon type.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. I thought you were thinking about that.
No, I wasn't thinking about that with Dragon Breath. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my
gosh.
Mostly
because when I think of Mega Sceptile, I think of Dual Chop. Oh, Z-Plant.
Oh, Lord, there's a lot of stuff on this list.
Yeah, you've opened a real dangerous can of worms here.
You rolled the nat 20, okay? And you rolled not only did you roll the nat 20, you rolled a 97.
Yeah, this is true. Okay, I'm between a handful of moves for Kyle to learn as, you know, a crazy big buff. Just making sure there's nothing I'm really forgetting. Because Kyle knowing Hyper Beam is kind of crazy. Kind of. Kyle knowing D-Pulse is also kind of crazy. And Focus Blast is also fun, but I'll never hit it. Okay, D-Dance, not useful. How does False Swipe work in our system again?
Let me confirm with you real quick.
I mean, I could always just type it in myself to check.
False Swipe is a... Oh, it's not that powerful, never mind. As of this version, it's a 4 power? That wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, it says... No, False Swipe is 40 base power.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it is a very weak move.
Oh, okay, never mind. And then I guess, yeah, it's a 40 base power move, so a base 4 power, 100 accuracy, so B to 6. Leagues the foe with at least one ult point, same as
yeah
main series. I think... Is False Swipe much more powerful than MD? Because I feel like it...
I'm gonna insert one column to the left and just... make this column big so I can read things. There we go. All right. Wait, what are these secondary effects? Roll d20 if roll greater than or equal to effect. Is SD special defense? Huh.
Yes. Hold up. What move is this?
Energy Ball, which I vaguely recognize, and Focus Blast. Focus Blast has a spedef drop?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's wild. I didn't realize.
Also, SD is so old. I think I use SPD now, so that has to be like day one of the system
coding. Oh, yeah. This is, like, additional data entry stuff. Okay. What else was I going to look at? This thing. This thing with its crazy 15 base power. And you just cannot attack on your next turn. But, like, it's a really fun nuclear option. Basically, the question we're asking right now is, do we allow Kyle to have a nuke? You know what, Onrud?
What's up?
Just to make it exciting, and just because I know I'm probably not going to be messing around with this system as much going forward, I'm taking the nuclear option.
Cool. So you have gained a TM for...
Hyper Beam.
For Hyper Beam. Perfect. You do not have to use it now. You can just hold on to it if you find somebody that's better, yada, yada, yada. But it's a TM, nevertheless.
I've already deleted the item in my bag.
Oh, so you're using it? Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Dude, I hadn't mastered Assurance yet anyways. And while Assurance is, like, a fun, interesting tech, I don't want to invest in my physical attack anymore. So...
Fair point. So, Hyper Beam Go Burr, as we have just done. For the people at home, would you like to share what Hyper Beam does? If you have it up.
Well, yeah. All right. So, notably, the few things that make Hyper Beam different. Kyle's grass type moves, Energy Ball and Giga Drain. They do 2d8 plus 10 or 2d10 plus 10. Hyper Beam is a normal type move that does 4d10 plus 20. It's a little bit strong.
It's a little bit strong.
Now, granted, that comes with some trade-offs. I need to be an 8 instead of a 6 on the accuracy roll, which means I'm never going to land a Hyper Beam. And if I do land a Hyper Beam, I can't attack on my next turn. But,
yeah.
4d10. 4d10!
4d10. Plus 20 is the big part.
This thing
plus
does
20 on you is half damage.
Yeah, baby, yeah. And this is coming off what is a kind of stupid special attack stat that I've invested myself into. So, The only thing that would have made this better is if I, instead of doing Citrus Berry plus Mystery Box, I did Calcium plus Mystery Box.
Yes. Welcome to the superpower zone. Hyper Beam has the similar sort of learn requirements that are needed. So for normal type moves, since there's no super effective, it's
two knockouts.
It's knockout, knockout, hit.
Is it knockout, knockout, hit? I thought it was just two knockouts.
Well, it's normally three things. It's always three things. What? Usually it's super effective, a hit, a knockout. In this case, since you can't have the super effective, we replace that with a knockout.
Wait, this whole time, I thought that for, like, moves of any other type, you needed to land a super effective knockout to master the move.
No, you need to have the move be super effective. You need to have these can be in separate battles, but super effective, a hit, a knockout. Those three requirements have to be accomplished. I think way back when you simplified that to just one super effective knockout and have been stuck on that.
That's what I misunderstood it as this whole time.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea if I've mastered Energy Ball yet or not. I don't think I have, but I might have. I might have already mastered Energy Ball. I mean, I'll start counting from now, but...
But it is the checklist there. It's... you have a super effective hit. It doesn't matter whether it knocks out. Actually, it's a hit. That's going to happen regardless. As long as you use the move and it works. A knockout, Pokemon faints afterwards. That's another checkbox. If it's super effective, that's a checkbox. Since normal types don't have the super effective, you've got to knock out two separate people.
Okay. I'm going to put a comma between super effective. I'm also going to abbreviate this. There. All right. I'm not going to put hit in my list of requirements because, I mean, for
it's going to happen, yeah.
To land it as super effective, it needs to be a hit. To knock someone out, it has to be a hit. So,
The hit's mainly for like special moves. When those come around, then I think it's super effective hit, knockout. It has to be. I think it's
well, like hit would hits. Be for something like a status move would be like, oh yeah, hit it three times or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, that's in your mystery box that was on a tree somehow.
Who knew TMs grow on trees?
I think mystery boxes grow on trees. I don't think TMs do.
No. Now I believe mystery TMs grow on trees.
Everyone, look outside. Look at your tree right there. On there are a bunch of CDs of Coldplay, if you'd like to pick those up.
To be fair, I'm going to spoil this for you because either you've figured this out by now or you are too late.
I'm probably too late, but go ahead.
In Gen 9, I mean, all TMs are kind of sort of made from natural, like, organic products.
Oh, that I do know, yes.
So, I guess they grow on trees. Maybe they do grow on trees.
Yeah. TMs are organic. There you go.
You see random TMs on the ground all the time. Maybe they just fell from a tree.
True. Anyway, congratulations on getting a busted move that will definitely bite me in the butt later. But for now...
Thank you, Anirudh.
Yeah, don't say I'll remember
this when you TPK us later.
And now, somebody steals the Hyper Beam before you can use it, right now, and take 20 points of damage, and Manaphy's gone. Ta-da!
Yeah, there it is.
Alright, I'm gonna say, this is early morning still, I'm gonna say the time right now is probably midday-ish.
I can still do more stuff.
Oh, we got things to do, man. People to see. How much time do you think does it take to pick out the proper TM?
I mean, that's true, but like, how much more can I do to kill time between now and these meetings at 5 p.m.?
I mean, you can always find future plot points that may or may not exist in the city. Cough, cough, wink, wink. Or just make a terrible decision. Maybe that'll come to help out. Just let Manaphy loose and then try to find it later.
All right. Seeing as we explored this, you know, little bit of a nature preserve and got extremely busted items from it for relatively
cheap. Can we talk about the fact
that
you somehow got Hyper Beam, Citrus Berry, a couple of Orange Berries, a bunch of other stuff for $500?
You said a bunch of other stuff. There was only one other thing. It was a Reviver Seed. But yes.
Oh, yes. The total actual retail price of that, probably somewhere in the like mid five digits.
Yeah, I could have sold a lot of that. I could have sold all this stuff. I could have.
You but still nah. can. I mean,
to be fair, I can sell. Like, the Citrus Berry will quintuple my bank balance if I sell it.
Well, I mean, I will say this. People are very eager to buy things off of you for significantly less than they will sell it for immediately afterwards.
Oh, yeah. No. Of course. It won't quintuple. It will more like triple it. But still. Does the hotel that all of the guilds are staying at, where our meetings happen and stuff, do they have complimentary meals?
Sure.
Because I think Kyle will head over there, grab some food, and then go about the rest of his day.
Sure, not a problem.
That's the next pit stop.
Okay. Yeah, pop in, say hi to a couple folks that you recognize.
Yeah, it's like say hi to whoever's around and all that. Yeah.
For the afternoon, so far all you've done is found Botanical Garden and rip off the garden.
Yes.
From there, I mean, you haven't looked at the rest of the pamphlet. You could ask Manaphy if Manaphy has any ideas. Go find some Doran. Go find Adam. Go searching for a legendary item that might be in the volcano. I don't know, whatever you want
to... On my own, sure. I mean, I have Hyper Beam now.
You do have Hyper Beam now, so just go start blasting, folks. Like,
anyways, then I started blasting. Well, we know what Sindorin and Adam are doing. Adam's busy preparing guildy things, and Sindorin is busy learning a language in 48 hours.
Yes.
What else is in this pamphlet? What else is there to do in, I almost said Thunder Tree. What else is there to do in Vulcanburg?
So they talk a little bit about, there's a few touristy things. Checking out the volcano, checking out the large river, going into town, exploring the different museums and artifacts. Give me a roll real quick.
I'm going to do this one on the desk just for you. It's a 15. The dice have been far too good to me today. I'm suspicious.
They have been very nice. Let me check something. You notice... What did you roll on that?
15.
Cool. I think this would be a history check, so that's plus one, but that's still the same full success. So with a full success, something strikes your eye. You notice on the pamphlet they talk about an art show that's going on in the afternoon as well, with artists of all shapes and sizes. You recognize a couple of them. But the biggest one that you recognize is that special guest, Brusher the Smeargle, will be in attendance, who is not only a fan favorite, but also Snow's mother.
Well, yes. Yay.
But also your favorite, yeah. But we get multiple different factors, multiple different connections here. That is happening. And in fact, that starts in 45 minutes.
Well, it sounds like time for a nice 15-minute digest, followed by a 30-minute leisurely stroll over to whichever art museum this is happening at.
You use Google Maps and realize that the art museum is 50 minutes away by running, so you start poking it out over there.
Yep. Never start running away. Sounds like it's time for a negative 5-minute digest.
Hello everyone, this is Anaru, the GMPM DM of Not a Scratch, and thank you for listening to this episode. As always, episodes come out weekly. This week is a special week with bonus episodes, mainly just us catching up to the rest of the arc. So be sure to follow us, subscribe, do all those things you ought to do when supporting a podcast. If you've enjoyed the episode and want to support us in any way, shape, or form that you can, the best way to do so is to share us with your friends, share us with anybody that you know that love to make broken PC characters. Apparently, I can do that in conjunction with my players on pure accident, and I think this is something I will regret as a GM this time next arc. Also, leave us a review on your podcasting platform. Reviews help to bring new people into the community and give us advice on what we can improve upon in the future. There's a bunch of areas that you can follow us and check for updates. There's a Twitter, there's a website, there's a Discord. I'm going to shout out the Discord again, because that is the area that I think we post on the most and are most up-to-date and connected with the fans. So check all of those out again down in the description down below. We want to thank Glitchex City for the songs Kirby's Dream Land, the Lo-Fi Remix, and Black and White Unwavering Emotions Remix. And we also want to thank Tabletop Audio for the songs Medieval Library, Secret Garden, Halfling Lodge, and Warlock's Whisper. We also want to shout out our Patreon members. We at Not a Scratch have a Patreon with a bunch of extra benefits regarding the show, tiers of all different levels, and content of all different levels as well. You can check that out again in the description or checking out our Patreon page. You'll also be recognized during the show, so thank you to our Patreon members, Ginny, Ursa93, Eli, Pure Glaceon, Damon Liger, Simon Pelawakin, Fennec, Benetril, Evelyn C., and Journeyman Negative. For more information, you can check out the links in the episode description or contact us on Discord or Twitter. Big announcement, loud noises here. Our Q&A session has a date. That's right, our Q&A session has a date. If you go to twitch.tv/TheAduranRegion on May 20th, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Eastern for US. I'm unsure if there's an Eastern Time in other areas of the world, but 2 p.m. Eastern Time on May 20th, twitch.tv/TheAduranRegion, our live Q&A session for Arc 5 is conducted. We do the thing. We answer your questions that you've thrown our way via Discord or any other sort of locations, and we answer questions that are posted live during the stream as well. So keep that on your calendar, a little like note, show up at some point. If you're not able to, that's perfectly fine. The episode will turn into an episode. The stream turns into an episode following, so you don't miss out on any of the questions in case you're interested in that sort of stuff. So again, twitch.tv/TheAduranRegion on May 20th, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Put that, stamp that somewhere, I guess. I don't know. Now, without further ado, let's go back into the episode. Art show. Let's go. You get yourself over there to the Valkenburg Art Museum. Again, Valkenburg being Valkenburg. Huge. Huge, fantastic paintings. All sorts of different styles, characteristics, other sort of factors like that. One thing you do recognize is that a lot of your favorite artists, historical, modern day, whatever you want to call it, they've got at least at minimum, they've got a corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because of how huge this is. And you get there, I'm going to say that was a leisurely time, so you do get there in about 20 minutes and have time to explore before the official art show begins.
Yeah, go around, check out some of the exhibits, see see some pieces that I recognize, some new pieces, and eventually follow the crowd.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just jotting things down here. But yes, all right. Whatever, there, you're still there, right?
No.
Okay, perfect. Anyway, so yes, you do see a number of artists, and in fact, this is going to be my perfect opportunity to slowly start integrating Gen 9 into this. You see artists like Blanca the Florges, one of your favorites from way back in the day. There's a Dachshund modern-day artist that's got some painting as well from Irene the Dachshund. A couple of other interesting folks that are around here. And in fact, as you head to the back, and there's a decent-sized crowd here, this looks to be the Brusher exhibit.
I do appreciate how you're like, yes, it's time for me to introduce, you know, some Gen 9 mods.
The first thing I say is Florges.
Well, no. It's like, yes, Irene, a Gen 9 artist Pokemon. Dachshund.
Well, okay, so fun fact.
I was right there.
That is true. I'm literally just looking at Pokemon Scarlet and Violet artist trainers, and there is an artist named Irene who has a Fido, and so I went to Dachshund.
This is true.
That's all I've got. But yes, a couple of
artists.
I say
this is true. Like, I remember this random NPC.
I remember that guy. Yeah, Route 14. I remember this person. Anyway,
I want to say, hold on. Do you know where on the map that trainer is? Does it say?
Yes.
That artist with a Fido. I want to say that artist with a Fido is somewhere. What would it be? East Province Area 1 or 2?
South Province Area 3.
South Province Area 3. Okay, yeah, that also makes sense.
They have a Fido at level 14, if that makes more
sense. Yeah, no, it's like literally like the first route you travel, or the second route you travel on, really. Between Cortondo and Cascarafa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My map knowledge of that game is far too good. The other day I saw how much time I put into that game. Do you have any idea how many hours I have on Pokemon Scarlet?
A lot, especially since you're trying to be competitive on it, I would assume.
I mean, yeah, because there's a fair amount of, you know, mindless grinding and stuff. And then I've also done a little bit of hunting. Right now, I pull open this save and open my profile. Just on, like, you know, the in-game time, it's kind of stupid. 255 hours.
Jeez.
To be fair, it's the only game I've played for the past, like, 5 months.
That would play a role.
Like, I haven't played any other video games for the past 5 months, but...
But yes, so you head to the back, there's a crowd starting to... already forming at this point. I'd say we're closer to 145 now. It looks like a Brusher exhibit is going on right now.
Ooh.
And in fact, Brusher is either supposed to be there, will be there, already there, who knows. At this moment, at least not right there. Sure enough, you see a lot of paintings on the walls. A lot of them are familiar to you via books and other items like that. It looks like it's looking as though an auction is about to happen.
Interesting. I mean, Kyle's gonna stick around and watch. I don't think Kyle's in the market for art, but...
I think very quickly you'll realize that you're probably not in the market for art, as...
Yes.
The first painting goes up, it's of it's of a building that you quickly recognize as Snow and Brusher's mansion. It's like a realistic painting of that.
Yes, I've been there.
I've been there, I know.
Casually.
That. And I need an auctioneer Pokemon. Who would be great for that?
An auctioneer? I don't know why my mind just went to Cramorant. Cramorant is not auctioneer energy. Cramorant is just crazy energy. Which Pokemon would be an auctioneer? Gumshoes is a little too low energy to be an auctioneer, I feel like. Watchog? Patrap? Maybe Patrap?
Patrick could work.
What other Pokemon could be an auctioneer?
We get a Loudred out there.
A Vigoroth.
Vigoroth's not a bad option either.
Nah, I do like Loudred as a shout for an auctioneer.
Maybe we go somewhere on the line, Loudred or Exploud.
Definitely Exploud, I think, is too, you know, big and bulky. Right? Like an auctioneer, I feel like you still gotta be, like, you know, kinda nimble.
Like, Loudred strikes me as being able to make, like, quick, fast, loud announcements. Xplowd just kind of screams.
Chatot, maybe?
Chatot is a fit. Squawkabilly!
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we could go.
Here you go.
Yeah, let's introduce some more. Sure. So I think, I think there is a... Does that work? Sure. There is a white squawkabilly.
Okay.
Standing up right now.
I don't think I've ever actually seen one.
I'm looking them up right now because I know there are multiple forms, but the only one that pops
there
in
are
head
four:
is the
green, yellow, blue, and white. I just don't think I've ever actually seen a white one. To be fair, 90% of the ones I've seen are green. So.
Yeah, those are the. There's
established lore behind, like, you know, the color differences and the relative, like, you know, the relative population sizes and, like, rivalries between them and all that. There's a whole lot of lore there.
But yes, there's a white squawkabilly acting as the auctioneer. So white squawkabilly at the podium. You see a bunch of Pokemon that look like they have more money than they can count because all of them have more money than they can count. Prepared proper.
Capitalism. Yeah.
Gotta love it. Bunch of Pokemon there ready to bid on the art that is available for auction. And I think immediately you know you're outclassed when Squawkabilly starts off. Or do I just go completely the auctioneer? Alright, we're gonna get started here with an opportunity to bid on this fantastic just full on.
Yep.
Alright, we're gonna get started here with an opportunity to bid on the fantastic piece in front of me today. We're gonna start off with this beautiful mansion called White Over the Sea. Let's start over. We're going to play this game starting off at 100,000 Pokemon, 100,000 Pokemon, 100,000, 110, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 145, just going off like that. The fact that they said 145 and that wasn't the end of the number immediately makes you think, hey, I can't afford it.
Yeah, yeah.
145, 145, 145, 145, 155, 165, 70, 75. Just, the number's just going up at this point. You're like, I can't count that high. Look, I'm 10. Like, help me, please.
My imagination only stretches to 5.
Basically. Sold! First one sold for 235,914 poke. Post taxes. Now, moving on to the second one.
How did he get 914?
I know the beeps were heard. That's him selling it slash me increasing the standard.
Yeah. That was it. Someone at the register.
I mean, that's him typing the numbers in. Yeah, that's it. Second painting up for sale here. I don't know. Let's go through a couple of paintings, you and I together. What's brush our painting these days?
Did we establish like what kind of art Brusher does?
I don't think so. If we did, it's way back when.
Yeah.
We could say maybe they're going through a new style.
Yeah.
Or maybe this is my guess is
if the first piece auctioned off was like the a painting of the mansion, right? It might be a lot of like landscape type pieces. So maybe like this one is like a piece. This one is the new Birch City. But like it's an aerial shot of New Bridge City, like a painting of that, like at sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something like that.
So that's painting right here called
oranges and yellows washing over everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Painting right here called Birch in the Night. We're gonna start this one off at 75,000, 75,000, 75,000, 75,000, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80 I actually kind of want to look up an auctioneer script and see if I can figure this out.
I feel like I've seen a video on how auctioneers actually like auctioneer. There's an art to it. There's a like the whole reason that like the whole reason that the auctioneer like, you know, is supposed to like, you know, talk fast and talk excited and talk high energy is to like basically like goad people into bidding higher, right? Like the whole point is to really drive up the price, and you drive up the price by driving up the excitement. So they're really like, all right, come on, like 135, go on, beautiful piece right here, 135, do I hear 135, 135 for someone, anyone, 135, or it's 130, going once, going twice, going, oh, there we go, 135, you know, like.
If only there was like an opportunity to Ooh, filler words for auctioneers. Here's where we go down the tangent. Just start throwing random these over here. Half the words. Can we talk about this? Half the words that I say in my general style are words that auctioneers use, and that's part of the reason why I talk at 300 words a minute.
Oh, yeah, because it, basically they just... The whole point is keep talking. Keep talking. No silence, no pause. Just
a
keep
specialty
the action
of
going.
Mine. A specialty of mine to not shut up. Let's do but we go down the list. You've got, you know, Birch in the Night. We have various other locations as well. I think as Brusher has periodically been, like, traveling all the time. Traveling a significant amount of time. You've got areas from all sorts of different locations. You've got areas you recognize, like Newport City. There's something from... there's something from, like, Briny Breeze Island, for example, and the areas you don't recognize, like stuff deep in Tenebris, calling this, you know, a piece of painting Light in the Dark, which looks like a completely dark painting, but the closer you get to it, the more specific details somehow pop out at you. You've got items from, like, snowy locations, not just your magical, mystical Friesland, which very few Pokemon have ever even been to, but also areas that most people have gone through, like the north and south tips of the eastern block. So to speak.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is all building to something, and I'm waiting
this
for
is,
what that something is.
This is, and I can't remember what I wrote down. It's building to something, and then the auction ends. That's it, Theo.
There is exactly one thing that you could say to that you could say next that will make me flip. There is exactly one thing.
Let me know what the thing is, because I don't...
No, I'm not going to tell you what the thing is. I'm not going to give that to you for free.
I don't think
I
would
like
do
I,
it
I,
unless it's
I feel,
the thing I
feel, already have. I feel like it's kind of along the lines of the idea you have, but not exactly.
I don't know what the idea I had is, because I came into this knowing that there was an idea, and I can't find it anymore. Ah!
We got lost in the auction sauce.
I did. I got so into the auction words that I can't even find the thing I was looking for. Alright, this isn't what I wanted to do, but this is going to introduce another thing, so why not? The final painting... sure, why not? The final painting is different. So everything else, you've seen the painting, you saw the painting, you look at the painting, wow, it's good, wow, it's not good, pick your price, bid up from there. This one is different. And for the first time ever in this entire auction, for the previous ones they haven't been there, now is where Brusher comes out. To voracious applause, of course, coming out... Looking, you know, like a Smeargle does for the most part. One interesting thing about Brusher, though, if you roll for me a performance roll. Not performance, sorry, perception roll.
I was like, wait, I'm performing?
That was a 10 minus 1, 9. Damn it.
Something's off. Something's off. Not sure what it is, but something's different. Huh. Can't really... Yeah, not sure what it is. You haven't seen any Smeargles. Maybe it's just, you know, it was just you.
Also, I had two I had two dice in my hand. I meant to only roll one. I ended up rolling two. They both landed on 10.
perfect.
But okay, something's off.
Something's off, or something's just weird. Not sure what it is though.
Something's
maybe it's
like Brusher seems off, or something about the situation seems off.
Something about the situation seems off. Your first instinct is the fact that they still haven't shown this painting yet, which maybe it's that... I don't know how many auctions you've been to. Maybe this is just some fun little ending thing?
Yeah, okay. I guess Kyle's gonna, you know, keep an eye out, see if there's anything afoot. See if there's anything that, like... clearly goes wrong, because like I don't know if Kyle doesn't have the authority to like go and like march backstage and be like something's wrong here, you know?
Right.
I guess the one thing Kyle can do is like see if there's any figures in the crowd, see if there's anyone in the crowd that's also like either, you know, suspicious that something's afoot or seems like a suspicious individual.
Go ahead and make for me... Give me a stealth check.
Stealth?
That's
14
cool.
plus one.
So you immediately go into recruit mode, just blending into the crowd. Right now, you've kind of just been like leaning back, I think. I don't think you've been with the bidders for fear that maybe you might accidentally put your hand up.
No.
You've just kind of been sticking out. There is a small crowd of folks that aren't bidding that are just looking in, similar to you. Mm-hmm. But you go into recruit mode, just kind of blend in immediately, just whoosh, go full ninja mode. Going into the crowd, looking at the crowd, scanning the crowd?
Not necessarily going into the crowd, just more scanning the crowd and like just sort of everyone, like try to see if anyone else in the room either also feels off or if anyone in the room seems off, you know? Seems sus.
Gotcha. Nothing seems off about anybody in the room per se, but you are noticing a lot of like mutters and whispers. A little bit.
Everyone else in the room also has that same vibe. Okay.
Either the vibe, you're too far away right now. You'd have to get into the crowd if you'd like to hear what they have to say. But you can tell everyone before was whispering like, "Oh, that was a really good painting. I wish I got that." And now it's more of just mutter, whisper, like something's.
Yeah. Okay.
They may have figured it out. That's the thing.
The problem is if I go into this crowd, if I need to get moving, right? It's hard to move. So I think. I'll sacrifice knowledge for mobility.
Okay. Crowd whispers, nothing too big there. As this continues, you see the painting itself is still hidden. It's behind its like a cloth on top of it. As the auctioneer slows down for the first time in a while to actually read everything out. Now this painting here is a painting that is a mystery to all of us. In fact, only Brusher herself knows what's behind this specific board. This painting right here, called simply The Recipe. And Brusher's request is for this to be a bid before seeing The Recipe. Mutter, whisper.
Okay. Nothing is ominous. It's just, mysterious. Okay.
Per request, Brusher has requested this bid start off at one poke. One poke, you know, price moving on there. Very quickly, though, and I think partly because of the apprehension. Oh, let's find out. Partly because of the apprehension, the bid is not going up as fast as the other ones were. It might also be the fact that we're starting at ones, but right now the bid not getting as high, not getting as fast, not going as far.
Interesting. If you're trying to tempt me to jump in, I'm not.
It's up to you.
I can't. Where am I going to put art?
400 poke right now.
That is half of my money. Where am I going to put art?
Mutter, whisper.
I've been one citrus berry.
Crowd gets violent at this point. As they're like, he bet a citrus berry. No, that's so valuable. But yes, so quickly, though, this is basically me giving you the opportunity to bid/buy if you want. Tick tock. Crowd continues to bid. It's going somewhere. You know, now it's out of your price range at this point. You know, 15, 16, 1700. With confirmation from Brusher, now the prices are going up. Instead of by ones, it's by tens. Now it's by hundreds. Then by thousands and so on. Until now, it's about on par with everybody else. And then you hear a voice from the crowd just disrupt everything with a bid that is completely out of the ballpark. Everyone right now, you know, 15, 20, 25. Where were the other ones? The other ones are like, what did we say the other ones were? Like,
The other ones were like well up there. The other ones were all, and they all ended north of like 125.
Okay, so this has now gotten to around that ballpark. At this point, everyone's sort of confident, like, well, okay, it's Brusher. It's a Brusher. The worst case scenario, it's a Brusher. Right? Like, that's still something. So now it's somewhere around, like, 90, 95, just for the mystery of it. So a lot of people want the sure thing. And then out of nowhere, a voice comes out of the crowd. 300,000 poke. Crowd goes wide. Like, what? And a figure steps up. Make a history check.
Ooh. Haven't had to make one of these in a hot second.
With disadvantage.
Why? Sir, why?
Alright, history is smart. Oh, it didn't affect history. Oh, okay, woohoo! 14 plus 1.
Cool. 14 plus 1 is 15, is a full success. The name pops into your head. You're not sure why you know this. Actually, well, maybe you do. Maybe you don't. It's weird. It's in your head, but I don't know why. As a Sneasel stands up and waves as recognizing, like, hey, that was me.
A name popped into Kyle's head, but a name's not popping into mine.
Yeah, it's not popping into mine either for some reason.
Oh, okay. It's not someone that Kyle has seen, or it's just a famous person. Okay. A famous Sneasel.
Yes, it is a famous Sneasel.
A famous Sneasel. What would a famous Sneasel be named?
The reason why I asked you to roll that is because the name is something that you do remember, but not you. You don't remember you reading it. You remember Ralph mentioning this name.
Huh?
As the Sneasel comes up, and now the crowd's starting to get like excited, not because of the fact that the bid was like four times the current value, but because a famous rookie baseball player for the Tenebrous Shadows, Baser the Sneasel, has just come in with a $300,000 bid on a painting that has no picture, nothing, and the previous bid was like $80,000.
Wait, what?
This is a name I have mentioned, I think, twice in Arc 1, and I'm bringing them back now.
Yeah, no. This is a name that has not been brought up since the beginning of the show. Yes.
I think both times in vague sort of like, yeah, the Shadows were, you know, won their match today 3-2 after Baser hit a line drive, hit the center, you know, like just casual affair. Yeah. But bringing them into the fold now as Baser the Sneasel steps up. Yep, $300,000. Can I just have the painting? Crowd very excited. Well, very good.
Does the auctioneer even ask for 305, or does the auctioneer just hear the hushed silence and go, sold?
The auctioneer kind of just like loosely points the gavel out to the audience. Like, anyone? No? Cool. Sold! And with the cloth still around it, hands it to Sneasel. Baser takes it. Thank you very much. Hands it over to a security guard, sits back down, continues with the auction. The auction, I think, at that point, moves on to other paintings as well as the brusher aspect of it is over. And quickly afterwards, things calm down, brusher starts greeting the crowd a little bit. You're like, oh, thank you, yeah, etc.
Depending how big the crowd is and how much time Kyle has, Kyle might pop in just to, you know, say hi. Say hi to an old friend.
Well, you have never met brusher before.
Oh, wait, no, yeah.
You,
I've met Jeeves.
You met Jeeves, yes. Jeeves and you are homies at this point. You might have seen Snow's father, Silver, the Empoleon, in, like, the distance. I don't think you officially met.
Yeah, no, we never met Silver. Although I think we went to a game once.
And then Brusher is literally just a person you know because you're an art person, but you never met.
Okay,
never...
Kyle might go to, you know, try and say hi, and also, thanks for the hospitality.
The time right now, how long would an auction take? I'm going to say, time right now is probably like it's a couple hours, so I'm going to say it's about 3:45 at this point.
You know what? Might as well try to sneak in and say hi.
Sure, give me a strength roll.
I said sneak!
A strength roll to get through a crowd that's trying to rush this famous artist.
Okay, fine. You sure you want that? 18 plus 2. Get me in there.
You, with the authority of someone that does not have this type of authority, somehow just march your way to the front of the crowd.
I can't believe I rolled 18. Ow. What are these dice today?
You just waltz on in. And like you're like the fourth person in line. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Brusher sees you and it's like, oh, hello. Were you auctioning as part of this?
I'm gonna sneak a quick look at my badge to see if it'll do the magical shifty thingy that it'll sometimes do. I guess right now if it would say anything, it would say the battle hammers. But like maybe it'll say the bronze roses. I doubt it will.
It's currently on the battle hammers.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I think Kyle walk up just be like, hi. I'm a huge fan. I also wanted to say thank you.
I've worked with your daughter, and we stayed at your place in New Birch, and I just wanted to say thank you for the hospitality, and I'm a huge fan, and I love your art.
Immediately, expression changes not to one of like casual professionalism, but like changes as soon as you mention daughter. Immediately changes to like overly protective mother figure, like, oh my gosh, you meant to know, is she okay, is she doing fine, is she doing cool, like just full-on bombarding you with questions, like, I haven't seen her in like multiple months, it's been so crazy, the wild thing, I've been going on this dire quest, is she doing okay, just at bombarding you, like, how's she doing, I know it's well, it's like
God's like holding up his hands just like whoa. You're like, oh,
I hope she's well. Is she well? Panic.
Yeah, no, Kyle like very aggressively nods.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. So you were, are you a member of the Bronze Roses then?
Kyle like kind of shakes his, like, you know when you move your hand to like the kind of sort of, you know.
Yeah, kind of.
There was an exchange program between guilds, so I spent some time there.
Oh, that's very good. I hope she hasn't been too much trouble.
No, not at all. No, it was good working with her. She takes her job very seriously and is very good at it.
You can see in her eyes like the fist pumping, like, that's my girl. Let's go. Bam, bam. But outside, just like, oh, that's very nice.
Yep.
At this point she's fully like, she's having a full conversation with you, like, she's so great, I remember when she was like 8 and rollouting like a bunch of vases in the room and we were like, don't do that. There's like a whole crowd behind you just like, come on, move on.
Nope, they are gonna wait. I think I was gonna like savor this, you know.
I just like, this is great, that's cool, that's fantastic, that's wonderful, why are you here? I think, Brusher also realizes, like, all the guilds are, like, at the center. This ain't the center. What's up with that?
We're actually having a guild conference here in town, and we had some free time, so, I'm a huge fan of your work. I thought I'd stop by.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. A guild conference. So, what, just your guild is here, or?
Kyle shakes his head. Nope.
All the guilds are here? And, like...
Kyle nods his head, yes.
You see, like, the gears going through Brusher's head. Yep. Thanks so much. Just, like, shakes your hand. Just, like, if you want to reach out to me, feel free to go through Snow. I'm sure she'll be able to provide you, especially since you guys are great friends. Puts a, like, you see, writes, like, folds, like, a piece of paper, writes something on it, puts on the table and just zooms through the cat like, thank you. You turn around and you see out of office, a little side,
yeah,
just folded like a little nameplate that says out of office as Brusher's just running through the crowd like, thanks.
Kyle maybe should have mentioned that there's a guild meeting in an hour, but
zoom. And I think on that fun note, we can end this episode here as we prepare for the guild meeting itself.
Ah, okay. So next time we do our conference thing.
Next time, the conference with the government of the Flama region potentially introducing a new major guild? Question mark? We'll find out then.
More importantly, Kyle will be free!
Kyle will be free until the next thing that shows up that binds you down.
Yep.
Well, actually, you know, you've been having Manaphy all this time, so technically not free, because Manaphy's like, go that way, and we're all like, yes.
Well, okay, yeah, but like, that's, you know, that's acceptable. That's fine.
It's Manaphy. We're cool.
We live with that.
But that is the end of this episode, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. As a reminder, the next episode, the one after this, the one that's below or to the right, depending on how you're listening to it, is the finale of the arc. I know I said series either earlier this episode or last week. It's not. It's the last one of the arc, so if you haven't binged the show, this is the time to do it, because that's the end of the arc. And I don't know why I'm emphasizing this to a bunch of people that are probably already caught up, but, you know, thing. Get ready for that. Woo. Hype. Thanks, everyone, for listening. thanks for supporting in any way, shape, or form that you do. I have been your PM, your DM, your GM, Andrew himself.
And I've been Muhammad, playing Kyle.
And until next time, $1, $1, $1, $1, $2, $2, $2, $2, $3, $3, $3, $3.
What's happening? How do I do this?
Well, been a while since I've last done this whole checklist thing, but it does look like you're gonna have to complete all the aspects of this if you want to accomplish your goal.
But how do I do that?
This is gonna kind of sound dumb from me telling you this, but I would suggest listening to your head. That's not funny. Hey, I'm just suggesting.
You really think that they would help?
Look, between me and you, they're kind of the reason why you're in this whole thing anyway, and obviously you want to take full advantage of that, right?
I suppose.
Perfect. This is gonna be fun. So, all you have to do, if you want to complete this little, you know, paper checklist or anything, listen to the voices in your head. I can help. So, it's like, for now, since you're not really sure what you're doing, think of it like spinning a wheel, okay? So, spin the wheel, find somebody it lands on, and talk to them. Got it? I'll take guard, I guess.
Okay. Breathe in, out, spin the wheel. As we open our eyes here, we see a dark room. Our character, we're in first person here, is looking around trying to find who our person is. Who do we spin? And you look up ahead and see flames appearing out. Hello? I guess this is the first time that we're talking face to face, I guess? I mean, I've kind of just been hearing you. Hi, my name is...
Don't worry. I know what your name is. I think you know what mine is as well.
Yeah. What exactly is the plan here?
Look, kid. You're special. You have powers. Powers that can take you far, and powers that it looks like, at least, you're attempting to embrace. However, your lack of control over them is going to make things slightly more complicated going forward. So, that's what we are. Manifestations of your power, if you will, to try to help you out. I'm here right now, the others are in the back, but think of us like various guardians looking at you, trying to see if we can help out a little bit here and there.
Okay. Do you know how I can solve this?
As we pick up a piece of paper and point it towards this fiery emblem, this incarnation of fire itself. Well, I got good news and bad news. Good news is that I can help. The bad news is that since we're all just you, we can't really help too much in that regard. We're just various aspects of you, kind of heightened up to a little bit, so I can be as more of the courageous one, I suppose. We got analytics back there, energy, whatever you want to call it. Would you go by energy? Seems like some voice that he's talking to is responding back, but no response can be heard. Okay, so maybe not energy per se, but you get the gist. Various emotional states that are higher up than the full complete package, which again, is you.
Uh-huh. Okay, go back to the good news part. You know who can help me?
Mm-hmm.
I certainly do, and in fact, not only do I know, not only do we know. The reason why we can tell you this is because you technically know this yourself, though probably not easily. Look, fun conversation we're having here. I'd recommend asking checklist person over here.
Okay. Thanks.
No problem. Look, we're all out here watching over you. Just, if you need us, ring us, or stand still for a bit, whatever works for you, you know? It's your path. And the flames die down, the room itself sort of dies down with the flames, and our main character opens their eyes again.
Excuse me? What can I do for you? It sounds like you've had a fun conversation with, well, yourself.
Yeah, I told myself that I would know, that you would know who to talk to about this.
Who to talk to about this? Ooh. Got a couple questions for you. Have you ever heard of the Swords of Justice?
The
the myth, right? Yeah, look. The myth, sure. I'm here. You're in this ordeal. You kind of know all of these are a little bit more realistic than you might be thinking. You don't have to talk to the swords. No, 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 no. What I want you to find is the green one.
You mean...
Oh, they're real, all right. In fact, they're here. All you have to do is find them, ask for their help, and they'll help you.
How do you know?
Well, for one thing, they're good folks. And the second thing is, when they hear your backstory, they're gonna love it.
They'll really help?
Sure. I mean, between you and me, they got a couple of other things going on right now, but I think that the spin of the wheel can't fix.
Okay. Do you know where they are right now?
Well, if you just so happen to take a look here on this random newspaper I happen to have, it seems like they're heading to Vulcanburg. So, why don't we go there?
All right, let's go.